Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Are you an iPhone, iPad or Mac owner? Now might be a good time to stop hitting later when you get a system update notification on your device, because Apple are advising customers to take action. Some models have been revealed to have serious security vulnerabilities that could allow hackers to take complete control of devices. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Lee McGowan, journalist with Silicon Republic. Lee, Apple released these two security reports last night. They're worrying for Apple device owners. What do they have to say?
They certainly are worrying. So basically, it's revealed two vulnerabilities for iOS and Mac systems. So it affects a wide range of Apple products. And essentially, both of them give hackers the ability to exploit a vulnerability to get full access on your Apple devices. So they've issued a security patch to fix this issue. And I would recommend anyone who has the devices listed, most Apple products should update immediately.
Okay, now sometimes you get an update, you get a notification on your phone when there's an update available. That didn't happen with me this morning. I had to go into settings and chase it down a little bit. So perhaps people should do that today.
Absolutely, if people go into their settings and check for available updates. It is surprising to me that Apple hasn't made a bigger issue of this. But again, they're keeping this slightly quiet. They haven't disclosed how many people have been affected or if it has been exploited. All they've said is that they're aware of a report that the issue may have been actively exploited by hackers and malware. So we don't actually know the full extent of how much this issue has been exploited, but for anything like this, update immediately would be my recommendation.
Okay, and it's the later models that are impacted.
Yeah, so it's iPhone 6s and later, all iPad Pro models, iPad 5th generation, Macs that use Monterey, Mac OS monitors. There's a wide range. So I'd say if anyone's using a relatively recent Apple product, they should check their system and update to be safe.
And the risk is that if you're exposed and if a hacker takes the opportunity, they can take full control of your device.
That's it, exactly. I really can't be stressed enough how dangerous that can be. It basically gives them malware can access this vulnerability and then get what's called kernel privileges. And that's essentially the highest privilege function on the device. From that, they can essentially do any sort of command that a user can do. And that ranges then from being able to, check your text, check your phone, actively send text and delete messages, see your passwords, see your bank details. The list is endless. Okay. There's a lot they can do with this sort of thing.
And I know you said that Apple haven't told us how many people are likely to be affected, but in the industry that you work in, is there speculation around how widespread this problem could be?
It's hard to say, but the main thing is that this sort of flaw, this isn't the first time it's happened, and it has been exploited before. So you might be aware of the Pegasus spyware that really hit headlines last year that was being used to target activists, journalists, politicians across Europe. In some cases, there was a flaw in Apple devices that was used by malicious actors to bring that Pegasus spyware into the devices. And Apple issued an update last year to try and fix that. So these things have been exploited before. It's also unclear how long this particular file has existed. So it could be more severe than Apple's letting on.
Okay.
It's unsure.
Okay, I'm going to do this now as I'm talking to you because I didn't have success with the update. So I go into my settings and then I go into general.
Yes.
Okay.
So you go into settings general. There's usually an option to check for updates, check for available updates.
That's in the software update tab. So I've clicked into there and I see here that I have an update providing important security updates, and this is recommended for all users. So it doesn't tell me anything about the hacking risk, but it's telling me that this is there and it's available to me. I'm plugged into power here, Lee, which you have to be. You have to be on Wi-Fi.
Yep, you have to be on Wi-Fi, plugged into power. And these are usually the reasons that lots of people, including myself, tend to hold off on updating their iOS systems. But in cases like this, you should do it immediately.
Okay. It's just told me that I'm no longer connected to the internet, which isn't true. I am, and I have to retry. It's not going well, Lee.
Updating has its risks and its problems, but we have to power through for cases like this. For
and
sure,
I've also just told everybody that my phone could be exposed because I don't have the update, right?
So now you have to update immediately. Security experts have been saying that, again, this can affect anybody, but in particular, people in, the public domain, journalists and activists and that kind of thing, they're people who have been exploited by spyware before. So they should definitely be the ones who prioritise updating. But personally, I think it's something that everybody should update.
Great. Okay, I'm just going to switch this thing off now during the break. Lee, thanks very much for that advice. Lee McGarren there, journalist with Silicon Republic.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.